another disappointing performance. I mean, we can't seem to get out of our own way. We had a chance to take the ball the first series and go right down the field and score. And then we got them third long and let them convert. They go down and score. We take the ball back down the field and got a chance to score on the goal line. Turn two guys loose, missed assignments, fumble the ball. So instead of us being up 14-7, then they go 99 yards and they're up 14-7. Put together a little drive, got it going a little bit, make a couple first downs. We love to just take the ball out of our hands and run for a touchdown. It's 21-7. It's kind of the way the season's going. You know, we don't value the ball very much. Four turnovers to none, you're not going to win very many games. Probably not a real good call on the reverse pass, although he was about 20 yards behind him. Just poor execution. And then the other interception, I have no idea about that one. We just kind of slung it down the middle. I think the receiver stopped. So disappointing. Got one left. Try to go back and correct the mistakes. It's like a broken record. Same old, same old.
Can you comment on the after the game festivities?
I didn't see it.
Can you talk about Matthew Jordan's debut today? Your thoughts on that?
I thought he did okay. He did some good things. But you got to value the ball. He made some critical mistakes. You know, we got forced and he pitched it on the ground a couple times when he shouldn't. There's a couple times he should have pitched it. He didn't. But I think he competed. He went out there and played hard and competed.
From what you've seen him in practice, did you have reason to think that ball security was going to be an issue?
No, I didn't. But it was kind of that kind of day, too, you know.
In addition to the two lost fumbles, I think you had at one point like 8 fumbles. Guys dropping the ball. Have you ever?
No, never. I've never had anything like this. I don't have any answers for you. I know people are frustrated. Hell, I'm frustrated.
Do you have any updates on Justin, his condition at all?
I think he just hit his head on the ground.
Hit his head? Or it didn't seem like he was kind of loosening up, but we didn't know if it was something else.
There's no. Do you have any idea about the Georgia game at all?
No.
So when you say hit his head, does that mean?
He didn't have a concussion. He just got stove up a little bit. When he hit the ground, he said he hurt himself when he hit the ground.
Okay. Anything else?
The defense. I mean, it seemed like it was very hit and miss again.
All year. Pretty good for a series or two, and then non-existent for a series or two. No consistency anywhere. Of course, you can't keep turning the ball over either, you know. So,
other than the fact next week's a rivalry game, and weird things happen sometimes, is there anything you cling to at all?
It's like I told our team. I'd love to be able to play a game where we didn't kill ourselves with turnovers and we put an offensive performance and a defensive performance together for 3 or 4 quarters and see what happens. You know, you got to give yourself a chance to win. We don't give ourselves a chance to win. I mean, you can't, you know, we literally, when we fumble on the goal line, we should have scored both plays before that. We pull around and completely whiff the damn guy. And then on the very next play, could have maybe got that one in there too. And then we turn two guys loose on the goal line. Can't play that way.
It's hard to say, could that have been? I mean, it obviously would have given you more of a chance if you like that could have been
the difference.
We'd
have been ahead 14-7. Right. I think we'd have had more of a chance, yeah. And then if you hold them, you got a chance. I mean, you know, they took it over on the one. Well, two, and then they got a penalty to go back to the one.
That pass play that Miami out of the end zone looked like a busted coverage.
Yeah, that's correct.
Not that it would have mattered probably in retrospect, but at 31-14, were you considering, 10 minutes left, were you considering an onside kick there?
Yes. They put their hands team out. And what I'd hoped that we would do, we'd kick it to the open area back there and have a chance to get it. Their deep guy was on about the 20, and we kicked it into the end zone. With the hands team, I'd hope that we were kicking in the open area, and if you don't get it, maybe they got it inside the 10, and if you hold them 3 plays, you're going to get it back, and then maybe onside kick.
Anything else? All right, Coach, thank you.
Yeah.